We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntyre, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Thursday morning, 27 degrees. A rare congressional rebuke as the House voted to censure a Republican member.
Will Representative Gosar present himself in the well?
Arizona Republican Paul Gosar stood in front of the House chamber as Speaker Nancy Pelosi read a censure resolution after a House vote, mostly along party lines, to punish Gosar for sharing in a since-deleted tweet an anime-style video depicting him killing New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
That trickles down into violence in this country.
Gosar says the anime video was not a call for violence.
The cartoon directly contributes to the understanding and the discussion of the real-life battle resulting from this administration's open border policy.
The resolution also removes Gosar from the House Oversight and Natural Resources Committees. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas Highway Patrol says a 5-year-old boy died when he was hit by a vehicle in front of an elementary school in Liberal in southwest Kansas. The patrol says Nathaniel Garrow Rivera was in a crosswalk in front of Painview Elementary School Wednesday when the driver of a pickup truck made a turn and struck him. A Kansas man has pleaded guilty to a felony for throwing his ex-girlfriend's caged miniature poodle into a river. Leavenworth County prosecutors say 24-year-old David Simpson pleaded guilty Wednesday to animal cruelty in the case and faces possible jail time when he's sentenced December 17th. Witnesses told police on July 31st, Simpson dragged a kennel with a dog inside it out of the back of his car at Riverfront Park in Leavenworth and threw the kennel into the Missouri River. Bystanders rescued the dog from drowning. Police say Simpson had recently ended his relationship with his girlfriend and had texted a friend of hers that the dog was gone. The Sedgwick County Commission has received an annual report about Exploration Place from Director Adam Smith.
Exploration Place saw a 9% increase in attendance between summer 2019 and summer 2021 and sold over 5,500 memberships, the highest in the museum's history. The next big exhibit coming in April is entitled Health Inside Out, which will cover mental health and other related matters. A part of the center's 5-year strategic plan is to develop their outdoor space. Smith would love to see something that mirrors the gathering place in Tulsa.
My dream scenario is that we open this in the year 2025, which is the 25th anniversary of Exploration Place. That gives us enough time to raise the funds and do it to a really high quality standard.
Potential designs and a budget are expected by next spring. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Volunteers often fill critical gaps by helping veterans where other resources cannot. One veteran service organization is putting out a call for additional help.
According to the Disabled American Veterans of America, between the COVID-19 pandemic and volunteers aging out of service, volunteerism was down 30% in 2020. Marine veteran and DAV National Voluntary Services Director John Kleinden says there are veterans who have given so much for this great country, and a lot of times they have some needs that might not be met by services that could be provided by paid employees. So volunteerism is very important. He says the DAV coordinates a network of volunteers that include the DAV Transportation Network, which arranges for transportation for veterans who have no way to get to and from medical appointments at Department of Veterans Affairs medical facilities. The DAV is also urging youth and teens to consider volunteering their time. They have a robust scholarship for young men and women who give 100 hours in the name of the DAV. The DAV awards 10 scholarships annually with a value of $110,000, with the top scholarship paying $30,000. To learn more about volunteer opportunities with the DAV, you can click the link in the Connecting Vets story on our webpage. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of high pressure is moving across Kansas. That's what's giving us the clear sky this morning. A chilly start to the day. Temperatures will likely be in the upper 40s or so by lunchtime, 53 later on this afternoon. Clear and cool again tonight, Tarlo 33, then windy on Friday with a high 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 27 degrees, northwest wind at 3 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, new trailer for Marvel's upcoming Spider-Man movie has dropped.
Spider-Man fans, the wait is almost over. More than 2 years after Spider-Man Far From Home hit theaters, the third Tom Holland installment of the series is coming on December 17th.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
The trailer shows our friendly neighborhood Spider-Man doing battle with some past villains and getting some help from Doctor Strange. Tickets for Spider-Man No Way Home go on sale on Monday, November 29th, which is Cyber Monday, or as Marvel puts it, Spider Monday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
LeVar Burton with a new game show.
LeVar Burton has teamed with Entertainment One and are developing a new TV game show based on Hasbro's Trivial Pursuit. The toy company bought E1 for $3.8 billion in 2019. Burton will host and executive produce. Burton was one of the guest hosts for Jeopardy this past season. As the game show looked to replace Alex Trebek, who died last year, Burton was a fan favorite and said in interviews that he wasn't sad losing the gig. He saw it as an opportunity to compete. Over 100 million copies of the board game have been sold, and it was named to the game's Hall of Fame by Games Magazine. It's the latest Hasbro game to be adapted into a film or TV show, joining Clue and Dungeons & Dragons. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
It's the annual list of dangerous toys.
The Radio Flyer, Spinning Saucer, Squeaky Minis, Poppy the Bunny, the Nerf, Hyper Rush 40 Blaster. If these are among the toys on your holiday shopping list, you'd better think twice.
Every 3 minutes, a child is treated for a toy-related injury. Dangerous toys continue to pollute the marketplace.
Joan Siff is president of Watch, or World Against Toys Causing Harm, announcing their picks for the 10 worst toys of 2021 with some sober statistics. Nearly 200,000 kids were hurt by some of their toys last year alone. In a 3-year period, 51 of them died as a result of those injuries. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
It's another tradition, the lighting of the National Christmas Tree.
Performers for the National Christmas Tree lighting in Washington, D.C. have been announced and include Chris Stapleton, Her, and Patti LaBelle. Other stars set for the event include Kristen Chenoweth, Billy Porter, and Maren Morris. The ceremony is set for December 2nd, hosted by LL Cool J. CBS will broadcast the tree lighting on December 5th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It's a film about the Allman Brothers.
Nick Cassavetes is developing a feature film about 70s Southern rockers, the Allman Brothers. The biopic will tell the tale of Dwayne and Greg Allman, two brothers raised by a single mom whose shared love for blues and R&B evolved into a career of platinum-selling albums, sold-out stadiums, and a marriage of one of them to Hollywood royalty when Greg married Cher. The feature will focus on the brothers' difficult childhood, impressive self-education in Southern R&B, and their eventual rise to great wealth and success. It'll also explore Greg and Cher's marriage and great support of former President Jimmy Carter. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Britney Spears shares a message to her fans on Instagram after her conservatorship was ended, with a different tone from her once sporadic and cryptic posts.
The multimillionaire pop star is speaking her mind and celebrating her freedom. And for now, at least, that seems to mean just enjoying the simple things.
And being able to have the keys to my car and being able to be independent and feel like a woman and owning an ATM card, seeing cash for the first time, being able to buy candles, It's the little things for us women, but it makes a huge difference.
And Britney thanked her fans for keeping her going during the long 13 years of a conservatorship that controlled her finances, her movements, her relationships, her medical treatment.
That's Fox's Jonathan Hunt with that report. A comedy legend being honored in Hollywood.
Comedy icon Mel Brooks is getting an award to celebrate his career in show business. The Los Angeles Film Critics Association is giving Brooks its Career Achievement Award. Brooks, who is 95, started as a comic and writer on Sid Caesar's Your Show of Shows and worked with the late Carl Reiner and starred in movies including Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, and The Producers. He's also an EGOT winner, earning an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and a Tony. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Chris Lee knows Thanksgiving.
The Chris Lee family is gathering around the table to celebrate Thanksgiving, and there are sure to be some timeless wisecracks to go along with the stuffing that's passed around, with Todd being the one to dish out the most. But this time, he wants the family matriarch to share her Thanksgiving memories.
We was having such a good time out there in those woods, and we had our turkey callers.
You got to hear it. You do.
Go ahead.
This year, Julie Chrisley passes on her Thanksgiving recipes by teaching her children to cook timeless dishes, all while delivering that Chrisley humor. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
30 years ago on this day, Shining Time Station returned for a second season on PBS. George Carlin took over the role as Mr. Conductor after the departure of Ringo Starr. That was 30 years ago today. It was 10 years ago on this day that Regis Philbin appeared on Live for the last time. Of course, he'd been on that show for 28 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, long time. Regis' last live appearance was 10 years ago on this day. Let's take a look at the late night crew, the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
Apple just announced that it's launching a self-service repair program so customers can fix their iPhones at home. Do they really trust us to fix an iPhone? The only idea we've come up with so far is to stick it in a bag of rice. And I don't know if that works. But Apple will teach you to do exactly what they do in the store. Look at it for 10 seconds and go, we're going to have to mail this in.
And it was 20 years ago on this night on Fox, an episode of The Simpsons featuring voice cameos from R.E.M.
What's his name? Herman Munster Motorcade, birthday party Cheetos, Pogo Sticks and Lemonade, you symbiotic stupid jerks, that's right, Flanders, I am talking about you.
How'd you get R.E.M. to play in your garage?
I told him it was a benefit. They think they're saving the rainforest.
Suckers!
Yeah, Logan!
Woo!
Oh, yeah, baby!
Michael, are you sure these guys are millionaires? Come on, would a poor person have a bar in his garage?
It was R.E.M. on The Simpsons 20 years ago on this night on Fox. That's Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Hey, I've got a Christmas package giveaway. How about this? I've got vouchers and coupons to go to Illuminations at Botanica. Got two of those for you.
Yeah.
And but by the way, tonight is opening night of Illuminations at Botanica. Runs tonight through New Year's Day. I've also got a 35th anniversary Mannheim Steamroller Christmas CD. And I've also got a tin of Mannheim Steamroller Cinnamon Hot Chocolate. That prize package could be yours. You want to win? Call me now at 869-1330.
Ag Eagle reports increased sales and a new partnership. That story and more local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.